Okay. Sorry for the definition was something more. You have to be small. Pictures of the condition was the nail shame of us, you show fault. Okay, so today is the last year of this man. So we did it. We do the Truvis Harash. And so we said over, I told you when I heard from Ramabadi about. The Nizaya is only if they, if there's condensation. In other words, the ovens today are so hot that the Nizaya dissipates in the thin air. That's why there's this nice Truva here on page 31, Reverend Tzion Vosner wrote, where he writes this same idea. And he says that let me see. And page 33. This is exactly what Ramabai said to me, where it says on page 33 on the left side, "Hatanur einu notev zeya." Pukhazi. Notefis. He said, you never see condensation. So that's, Moshe was very machmir on Zaya. If it's in the liquid and things like that. But others say that the Tanurim Shalana don't have Zaya. That's the sheet I follow. So that's why we use the same oven for Phil Fleischik and for Milchik. Within 24 hours. In other words, you can make a milchik dish, then take it out and make a fleishik dish in the same oven.
Let it cool down, or even if it's not hot.
Now, Ramabai's, she does, but then Ramabai's sheet is that you shouldn't do it at the same time. But that's more he told me also, Xera, that meaning you shouldn't put things in because tech could be, I think he was, if it's side by side, it would still be good because the Xera just goes up. It won't affect the other if you have milk, but people will make mistakes and put one on top of the other. See, the word is, if you have, it could be Zay in an oven today also, because if one is right on top of the other, so then the Zay just has to go up a little bit. But to us, if one Zay is going to have to go all the way up to the ceiling, and then the next time you cook something, 5 hours later, it's gonna the other food is going to bring its Zay up and then pull down the other Zay.
Next to each other, they wouldn't mix. They wouldn't, if they were right next to each other, they wouldn't.
Because we assume this egg goes up. So,
That's the
yeah.
whole from left to
Yeah,
right.
it just goes up. Like Rafshecha pointed out also that they have vents so they can just come up. Lamala.
Well, how do they go back down? How does it go back down? Like, if the egg goes up, how does it pull it down?
How does it pull it down?
Yeah, how does it work in the first place?
Oh, that's an excellent question. Because that's the chashash. But it's going to pull, the next thing is going to pull it down. If everything just goes up, so let it go up. So go up. You see, but we'll get to that in a minute. It's also the sheet of the Mishkanos Yaakov. Mishkanos Yaakov is a very chashuv sefer. He was the biggest machmir in Eretz. Who's the two poskim who argued on Erevin in big cities? Are who? Well,
Moshe.
okay, these are all great names, but they're all great names.
Potter.
They're all great names. They're all the two names he's supposed to tell me. They're all great names. But the two names he's supposed to say to me is the machlokas between the Beis Ephraim and the Mishkanos Yaakov. That's what he's supposed to say to me. Okay? So that's the Jerusalem machlokas. The Beis Ephraim permitted Erev in the big cities. Mishkanos Yaakov asked Erev in the big cities. And you know the story. Having my safe with Erev that, as I always say over, the first friend of Laser Caps were told to me, said that when Rav Kook had his first rabbinic position in Russia, so his father-in-law, who's his father-in-law? Deris, told him he wants to give his son-in-law friendly advice from the father-in-law, unsolicited rabbinic advice. And he said, oh, you want to be Matzliach in the community, you should build an Erev in the community. And Rav Kook responded that, no, I follow the Mishkanos Yaakov. No, you never make an Erev. People don't, that's why I always say that the Mishkanos Yaakov was, Rav Kook was like a bigger machmir than Rav Moshe Feinstein, I always say that. He's a big machmir, Rav Kook. Rabbi Shulman, the Rebbe here, says also he would pay Malamdim extra money if they would teach the kids Ashkenazis, not Sfaradit. He wasn't into that. In other words, people have a, they think Rav Kook was you know, a big Orv Yisrael, so, but he had a shittus, you know, just letting you know that. So he has a tshuva, so the Mishkanos Yaakov has a tshuva about what? About Zayah. And he says, he thinks that there shouldn't be. Hey, who says it in Zayah? What's the source of Zayah? Right. Well?
The Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah. So he says, but maybe, he said, maybe that should apply to Machlokes Asuros, because maybe it's considered like the first Gemara in the second parak of the Sachim, that if you take Chorcho Kodam, if you take something and it's Nifsal, so then it's gone. He says, because who says this is like Nifsal? It's Zay, it's not the thing anymore. So who says the he says Truva, Divrei Rosh, page 25. Gabi Yain Saraf, Schnapps, Hanasa Bistab Yenu. Schnapps are made from wine, not kosher wine. Masha Deidius and Mazarak, Bistab Yenu, the Kaimal Davim Sarfo. Of for also Bisuri of Razar, Hunami Logar, while Bisuri Achila. So something is this Anah. So even if I take Chametz for Pesach, it's also Bahanah, it's still going to be also Anah even if it's burnt. Only if you burn it before Pesach. While Bisuri Achila, the offer is butter. The offer is butter. Yeah. You saw Namishar, it came into Tanasa. Right, so he denies the whole concept that there should be a din zayah. Because it's like we made it to offer. So then it's mutter. It's maybe it's our not, it's Mechomer because it's our not, it's also even the Afer of this our not. Unless you did it before it became an Isar not. Like you Korcho Kodim's man. So that's a big cooler. It's a cooler from Mishkan Siyaka.
Why is it like not for us though? Aren't you just taking the liquid from the food and it's going up and going down? What's the you're extracting the liquid from it?
What would be the chemical composition of the Zaya as opposed to the food itself? So you had would probably be very different. In other words, just the steam versus the milk itself, or the cheese itself, or the meat itself. So it would be a very different composition. You know, you just have the. So he says, so that's like it's this rough. It's this rough. It's different. It's ashes now. So now it's not ashes, but it's the same. It's a dishtana. So maybe the whole concept, which just because we say it by machshirin doesn't mean we should say it by what? By stomachals of sorts. So, but it was brought to Shulchan Aruch. That's the thing. We saw it was brought to Shulchan Aruch. So, Shulchan Aruch. But the Mishnah Siyakov was not afraid to say what he thinks. He said, you know, the old version. He's Machmer, but he was Machmer on Erevin since. There's no Erevin since Mishnah Siyakov. But he said, Friday, this won't make him. Okay? But it's good to know. You got to know every Shita. And we have to figure out how we pass it, but. But Rav Abadi's thing and Rav Rosa's thing is even if you assume there is Zaya, if there is also, but the Metzia says that there is no Zaya here in the office. Now, there's a tshuva from Rav Shlomo Kluger, and he says exactly what you said. He says, what's the problem? What do you have a problem with Zaya? This is the supplement, the back of 32. Shlomo Kluger. I told you the story of Shlomo Kluger Sefer HaChumash. Did I tell you? I once bought the Sefer from Shlomo Kluger on Brachos. And then I went home and I saw it. And I said, I can't do it. Why? Because Brachos was only Parshas Brachos. Then there's another volume going to be in Parshas Noah. So the library, I think they might have just finished it. The library has the whole thing. They have one volume for Brachos, one volume for Noah, one volume. But you see, a Sefer Brachos normally means the whole Chumash Brachos. He wrote a lot. He wrote a lot. So he writes here, Could you use for milk and inflation, vice versa? So he says, Ramah, lo chashu rakim have a zeh b'kli habalu b'machal atzmo. There was a Shulchan Aruch that only machmer, if you have like the case of the, you know, you have one pot and goes right into the from the milk into inflation or from the milk to the salon. But the concept of going into the wall of the ceiling and then coming down, like you guys, Zayel, you know, that one Zay is going to schlep down Zayel Zaya. He says, from Tchila Nivla Rak Mikoch Zaya, the Zaya Machma Zaya, Zavadai Ebo Mamash. Meaning like this. Well, those that are machmir are saying like this. If I cook, say, milkic for breakfast in the oven, then So, and then, so then it goes up to the walls of the oven, right? Then 3 hours later, it's time for lunch. Place I want to make some meat. I put it in the same oven. So the machmirim, machoshes, that now the zeh is going to go up in the meat into the ceiling where it previously had the milk zeh, and now bring down the previous zeh into the meat, and now it's going to be also macholov.
Why does it have to bring it down? Why can't it just go down by itself?
What's going to ask? I need to, if you want to ask the hamburger, what's going to ask the hamburger?
No, Zaya. But why does it have to be brought down from the meat, Zaya? Why can't it just fall down by itself into the meat?
No, the Zaya now went into the ceiling. What's going to now extricate it from the ceiling and bring it down? That's the next Zeah is gonna. So he says, who says there's such a did? Ain't Zeah la Zeah. Zeah's not like, that's exactly what you asked. I'm going to Tzadik over here. You're Mechavi. You're Shlomo Kluber. So he says, in other words, this is saying, even if you assume that there's what? That there is Zeah, but who says Zeah la Zeah? Rabbi Ezra Schwartz once showed me the Kovetz Yeshurun. He quotes from Rabbi Gifter that he was also made of by ovens. That you could use the same oven for. The Shaila is like this. Rabbi Avadi Yosef has a kasha on the Rabbi Shlomo Kluger. On page 5, in the Amir Omer Chelek Hay, he quotes of Shlomo Kluger. Then he says, the second arrow, Ma'ba'ot to Miani Algon, to Dacha Chashas Zebeshte Yadai, Ma'ani Yana Miyam Shidubaro did Kisui Agdeir Shalvasa. Because the did of Kisui, say you put a cover, a lid, a fleshik lid, on the pot of fleshik, and then by mistake, you're cooking milchik, and you put that same cover. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, how did the original cover became our service because of the Zaya? So now it's going to ask it because now the Milchik is going to bring Zaya in. So don't you see from that din that there is Zaya and Zaya for Yehachi? And I assume it took base lace on Kadeh Cholevis Vizia, so Shishim Gunagan Kisui. So isn't that on page 6 here. Imlochu kisu yosech v'kadev shal basam v'tosan al kadev shal cholav v'shneim chamim v'shneim asur. So Rabbi Avadi Yosef says, isn't that a kashan of Shlomo Kluger? Because that's the day of Isaiah. I remember Rabbi Avadi said to me, what, do you think Shlomo Kluger didn't know that Ramah? He also knew that Ramah. So what's the answer? I don't know. What did he say to me? He said something. Maybe the Choshish that it's not only Zay, it's also Ben, or you know, things can bumble in the thing. And but it's the question is that the Zaya, right? Zivir. So maybe it's something you can think about over Yantif. You look at this on page 6. You know, read over the Rav Shlomo Kluger. And read over the Rav Avadi Yosef's Taina and the Ramah here on page 6. See, what do you think? Maybe does he mean Alzeya? Maybe he means Alzeya. I remember Rav Avadi said to me, of course, Rav Shlomo Kluger knew this Ramah. So you think you're going to just brush him away without the... But Rav Avadi Shita was... You don't even have to come on to this because in our ovens, but in a real pot, there's Zaya. Because there you can see, when you take a lid off a thing, when you take a lid off a thing, Sholent, my wife makes it Sholent, right? You take the lid off, it's full of condensation on the inside of the lid. So there's real Zaya. So the simple shot is, and therefore there's a now you're gonna put the inflation lid on the milk and thing. It's gonna be so but Shlomo Kogel writes this in Tuv Tam V'Das, exactly what you said. Okay, so, but the more true, as I told you, Rav Moshe is choshesh for Zeya. There are some poskim that say that of a Dover Yovish doesn't have Zeya. Those only liquids have Zeya. Rav Moshe held that maybe liquids, but solids maybe have, maybe don't have, but you don't have to be choshesh for it. So there are a lot of so ovens, people make a big deal with ovens, so maybe. They use blow torches and things. And Moshe was very machmir with the ovens. He was choshesh for Zeya. And others, the Rebbe Menzion Vosner writes this whole tshuva. He thinks that the Minhag Olam was not to be choshesh for Zeya. So that is the story.
Are we saying it's done by microwaves?
Oh, so Rav Vosner is more machmir by the microwaves, which he thinks he doesn't get as hot in the microwaves. You have to see the truth is about microwaves also. The minigun was to cover up, milk over inflation. But there, Rav Vosner is more machmir by the microwaves because he thinks it's not as hot that it's going to. But there's a discussion that Rabbi Willard pointed out, and Rabbi Nachum Rabinovich from Mal Adumim, that it could be that he doesn't get hot enough, the walls of the microwave. So then it's a question whether it's really going to be boleh or not. So that's where Rabbi Nachum Rabinovich writes and discusses, and the tshuva. Rav Henkin has to Rabinovich and Rabbi Kleinman's tradition, he discusses that. So it could be Svara Lakula, Svara Lachumra. Lachumra is that maybe it's not as hot and won't burn up, but maybe the walls never get hot, so they can't. Maybe there's no bleeding, so they can go both ways. Yeah. Yeah, toaster oven. Let's just start with toaster oven. So there's a consultation with toaster oven? Is there a consultation?
I feel like they're probably not as hot as regular ovens.
Right.
Why not? I feel like it's hot for that. Depends on what's that.
I wonder, but is there a consultation, really?
It might matter if there's a top and it's like one of the old toasters. No, there's a toaster oven.
You look.
I would think so.
So if there is, then you have to go farther.
Personal experience, but I mean, I was surprised at regular.
I think the food is always bad anyway. There's a lot of leftovers.
There's a lot of leftovers with countries that might be burnt up already.
For microwaves, I heard some people don't double cover things. Is that a thing? Where does that come from?
Yeah, so double cover. Reuven Feinstein told me double covers, which is he was just practically afraid that it's going to rip. So the double cover. Rabbi Sal had a different word because maybe you'll have one cover, so it won't go to the other cover because it's like along that line. So then, even if the outer cover gets a problem, it's not going to go to the inner cover because it's one chatichah to another chatichah below rotif. That's I think Rabbi Sal might have said that word.
Should we do that with the microwave? Double cover.
Yeah, I mean, if you could, just
That first go then, like so that you marry off your daughter, or is that
you marry off your daughter? whatever, microwaves, could be said, like this idea, but that the whole thing doesn't get hot, the walls might not get hot anyway. Like Rabbi Willoughby, I think, pointed out, you know, that for the evidence, maybe it should be okay. If it's, you know, and not from Rabbi Novavich, of Kleinman, Frank Struber, he wrote, well, supposedly, I'm not from Rabbi Novavich, wrote that first Struber. You look at the Struber's Halichos Eliyahu. Rav Hankit, Halichos Eliyahu, there's the tshuva there that he wrote back to Rav Hankit. I mean, I think Rav Wilk also says L'chathili should map it around. Only question is L'gabi B'diyevin, but I think maybe he might have something wants to, could be maybe more Miko B'diyevin. But Rav Oz is more machmir, because he's whole far as with the heat, and the regular of it is Musaf. But the toaster oven, I don't know. I wouldn't want to put my finger there. But I don't know, maybe your wife would have an idea. That toaster oven's.
Would Rebbe pass on the Mesa Lakers from Booger, though? Let's say there is a. Just, yeah, that.
Yeah, no, there was a thing that I follow very stark is this, with Rebbe Rosa Rabbi said that. That it's this rough in the air on a regular oven. And then we would have to. The question of cashing over to Pesach, and then it's okay. So, you know, it could be that, you know, people are cautious, but self clean, but maybe you don't even need self clean, but that's going to take a much longer time. In the meantime, you'll the chashrut to buy yourself clean or by just keeping a pie for like a half an hour or something like that. Okay, just a couple of things. Okay, we officially have concluded the Zman now. And Rez Hashem will have the Nechina Monday after Pesach, that Monday, after at 10 o'clock. Okay, and then we'll stop us in the call either that Tuesday or Wednesday. Okay, you know, I thank everyone for coming. You know, the limud is just as good as the chevra, you know what I mean? So Baruch Hashem, we had a nice, beautiful chevra, and some of you I know from before, some of you I met this year. So that's the ikar, is the learning, is the chevra shaft. Is the able to, you know, and we should continue having. That's the key of being a Rebbe. Is not, the learning is important, but the relationships are even more important. So that's very special. So, and we're not finished yet, but and then those are going to be here next year. Ben Hashem will learn Shabbos next year. Ben Hashem. So a lot of things, so we'll keep it. Okay, but in the meantime, he's going to play a nigga now. Nigga the film. And we wish you everyone a chakashim sameach. And Bez Hashem, we'll see each other. We'll see after the Shema and Bez Hashem after Yontif. I guess the official date back is Thursday, but I'll give you the weekend so you can have more, but Chazer will, I know it's a busy time, everyone's with their family, but you'll find time, it's a long day, you know. So, okay.
Is there a host? At the beginning, we say, you love Rock.
Right.
Does that be end also? Or...
I don't know.
See, there is
a
super
I'll see the best of. No, it's good. Google Sarasva.
Chai. Oh,
Wow. Well, no, I think I'm fine. Wow, I thought you'd have been in.